Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Abhi, and I'll tell you something. I got a compliment in my email the other day saying, man, you have a face for radio. And whoever that was, you know who you are. Thank you for the compliment. I'm excited to have a conversation today because we're talking about technology. We're talking about how you landlords can use technology to save you time, save you money, and then you can leverage that to go out and make more money. I'm excited about this conversation because, one, I haven't had a conversation like this on the show before, so I'd like to be a tech geek, but I'm probably not as much of a tech geek that I possibly could be. So I'm definitely not living up to my potential when it comes to that. And I'm excited to have a conversation because home automation just seems to be a reality. And learning how to use it, learning how it can benefit us, what it is, why it matters, should property managers care, should the tenants care about home automation, what it means to them, how to install this type of technology, what are some of the most used technology pieces that can help us, what's considered to be too much tech in a home, what's considered to be not enough tech in a home. These types of things I want to have answered on the air today. And my guest is Sean Miller from Point Central. He's an individual that has a lot of experience with understanding how technology can be used. And throughout the show, you're going to have a lot of questions, not only for me, but also for Sean. So check out his website. Go to pointcentral.com. He's also on LinkedIn. I cyber-stalked him a little bit earlier. Seems like a really cool guy. And I'm sure he's done the same for me. And I'm going to tell you that he's going to come on the air and say that I'm a pretty cool guy myself. So all that being said, you will have questions for me as well throughout the show, whether it's real estate related or tech related or how do I find a deal or what's the right capital structure, etc. So let's have that conversation. You can find me on thinkrealty.com. And oh, by the way, if you haven't noticed, we have a print magazine also conveniently titled the same name as the radio show, Think Realty. You can find it at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores as well. We also, so you know, have a we have a conference coming up in Baltimore, and that is April 14th and 15th. Yeah, I know, I get it, tax season, blah, blah, blah. But you have to make it a point to come out because as much as I love talking to a microphone all day, I love talking to humans more. It's kind of my thing. I'm human, you're human, let's connect. So fly out to Baltimore, let me buy you a coffee, let me shake your hand, understand your story and all this stuff, and we can have a good collaborative conversation. Let's see what we can work on together. So go to thinkrealty.com/events, sign up for the Baltimore event, and here's a little tidbit. If you use my name, my code, ABHI, Abhi, you'll get 20% off right now. So do that. It'll be a lot of fun. That's April 14th to the 15th, so you can e-file your taxes like on the 13th evening, and then come out. It'll be fun. So let's go ahead and bring Sean on the air. Sean, you with me?
I'm here, Abhi.
Awesome. I appreciate your time today. I have generally one question that I ask my guests before we get started on the show. And this is if I remember, so I just happen to remember. And you can be as dramatic as you want with your response. And the question is, are you in a real estate of mind, Sean?
I am in a real estate of mind.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And especially with home automation, because it seems like we're obviously moving to a society that uses more technology. If you haven't figured out, everybody has a phone. And we can now use these devices to control the house. And then navigating the waters to investment property, I think, is really cool. I have investment property. I use some tech in mind, probably not as much tech as I should be using because I'm just not that technologically sophisticated at the ripe old age of 33. So quite frankly, sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about with tech, and I appreciate your time coming on the show. So help our listeners understand a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm Sean Miller. I'm the president of Point Central, and Point Central is the leading provider of enterprise-scale home automation solutions to property managers. Today, we serve property managers of different sizes, both short-term and long-term property managers who manage single-family and multifamily homes.
Awesome. And where are you, just out of curiosity, where are you seeing the majority of your clients right now? Are they coming out of, say, the Northeast? Are they coming out of the Midwest, Southeast, West Coast, Texas? I don't know. Curiosity is going to kill the cat, I'm sure.
If I can take that question, actually, I am a passionate geek. And if I can take a second maybe and give you a little bit of a high level that I think then allows us to answer your question.
Yeah.
You started it when you talked about, you know, technology is around us all the time today, and we're probably all very aware that it's evolving quickly and it's changing how we do things. You know, you mentioned smartphones, right? So today about half the world's population has access to the internet, and almost the majority of those people have access, 2.8 billion people access it via smartphone. So, you know, technology is not only changing around us, but it's becoming embedded in our daily lives and phones and tablets and wearables. You know, the fun stat I read the other day is an adult today, nowadays, actually checks their phone 47 times per day.
No
way. Which is an average of every 22 minutes. Millennials, fun fact, check their phone 74 times a day.
So,
I can see that. It's pervasive around us, and it's changing quickly. I mean, for those of us on the call that are maybe a little more senior than the ripe age of 33, you know, telephones years ago, it took telephones decades to get to half of U.S. households. It took smartphones less than 10 years to do the same thing. And then you can fast forward to things like voice assistants, Amazon Echoes. You know, over 30 million households use those now, and it took less than 4 years. So technology is all around us and changing. So to answer your question about where we see people using this, there are some hot spots when you think of where people may be a little more tech forward in urban cities, but we actually see adoption and utilization across the country. And that's primarily because Point Central, when we got into this business 5 years ago, we took the approach of looking around and saying, you know, home automation is great. But today it was sort of a novelty. It's a bunch of single devices that did different things. They weren't designed for business use. They weren't secure or reliable. So we changed all that and said, how do we make a business that brings all these different devices together and makes them an enterprise solution for property managers so that a property manager, no matter where they're at, can deploy a home automation solution, see operational benefits, and then also get the benefit of asset enhancement, aka when a resident rents the home and they see you have a smart lock and a smart thermostat, they enjoy it. So you rent homes quicker, you rent homes for more, you get incremental fees, et cetera.
So you bring up a lot of good topics, and I'm really excited to talk about, you know, one, the top one mistake that real estate investors make when considering technology. Number two, the asset enhancement piece and how that works. Three, generally, how much more you can charge in rent if you're using all this tech. So we got to go to break, though, and I hate going to break because it cuts off my flow and your flow. But you know what? We got to go to break because we have some awesome sponsors. So I got to say, if you have any questions for Sean at this point, if you are driving, you know, browsing and driving is probably just as illegal as texting and driving because you're still using your fingers to push buttons to get somewhere. So pull over. If you really have the itch, go to pointcentral.com. And if you really need to get in touch with me while you're driving, then head on over to thinkrealty.com after you pull over. Ask me a question. Ask Sean a question. We're here to help you out, understand how you can better outfit your investment property with the right tech. Super cool. So thinkrealty.com. Also, make sure to pick up a copy of our print magazine at Barnes and Noble in the 84 Lumber Stores, conveniently titled Think Realty. I'm also everywhere, pretty much on social. If you can't spell my name, don't worry. I have a solution for you. I talked to the people at Google, and they said, we have an autocorrect feature. So just butcher my name on Google, and it'll autocorrect it. And then ask me a question. There's still no excuse not to ask me your real estate investing question. I'm coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information. Or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers? All exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Avi and I'm back. I think that was the Independence Day reference where the old guy went up into the belly of the beast. I'm back, and I promise this is the one radio show that you can listen to where you don't feel like gouging your eyeballs out because it gives you something tangible to work with. My guest today, Sean Miller from Point Central. We're having a good time talking about home automation, and I'll tell you something. You know, I'm going to have questions about this, and I need to get in touch with Sean. So here's his personal cell phone number. I'm totally kidding, Sean. I'm not going to give out your personal cell phone number, but I would say go ahead and head on over to pointcentral.com, And if it really is an emergency, dial 911. But first, go to pointcentral.com. If you got questions for me, head on over to thinkrealty.com. And if you want some additional information about the Baltimore event that's coming up, go ahead and text on air. That's on air. Text on air to 797979, and you'll get all the information that you need to get to Baltimore so I can shake your hand, buy you a cup of coffee, and we can talk about your overall real estate investing strategy. How does that sound? Fun. All right. So before the break, Sean, we're talking a little bit about what home automation is and the industry and the landscape for that. And I think you did an awesome job kind of describing that. Could you give me a quick recap of that for those of us just tuning in?
Yeah, so recap, the technology's all around us today. It's changing quickly, and home automation as a subset has really come up quickly. Today, about 30% of U.S. households have some form of home automation in their home, but it's been a struggle for how do property managers use this evolving tech as a true tool and not just as a shiny object on a wall that may or may not attract tenants. And what Point Central's done is turn all these different separate pieces of hardware into a conducive enterprise solution that helps property managers drive operational efficiency while also being an asset enhancement for residents.
So why does this matter, right? Like we'll get to why property managers should care and why tenants should care, but why does home automation matter right now?
Well, we think it matters right now because it's real estate's an evolving industry. There's a big shift going on. There's more people are renting today than I have in the past, and if you hopefully, like a lot of your viewers on the show, think that's a trend that's going to continue, you're going to go through cycles where rent appreciation is easy and rent appreciation is not so easy. We think home automation is a tool that can help property managers better manage their properties so that regardless of the rent appreciation environment, they're managing their properties as efficiently as possible and thus driving the most profitability they can from their business. And then the asset enhancement side helps them, either differentiate their property if it's an A-class property and they just sort of embed in the rent, or it generates some incremental fees if it's a different property that they want to offer as an upgrade to a resident.
I mean, and on top of that, you get the depreciation of these items anyway, right? Like you buy the items, it's not only a business expense, but you can depreciate this technology as well. Just find the right IRS depreciation schedule for it, and off you go, right? So that works out well, too. It's a nice little tax benefit. So we talked about what a home automation is. We talked about why it matters. For property managers right now, they may be thinking, well, all right, Sean, you know what? It's great. You know, I love what you're saying about technology because, yeah, you're right. You know, I check my phone. I'm maybe 55, 60, or 40-something. And, yeah, sure, I check my phone the 44 times a day, whatever, every 22 minutes, even though it's true. why should I care as a property manager? Like, it doesn't – why should I care? Because it's not my house. I'm managing the property for somebody else. So I don't care, right?
Yeah, I challenge you back on that. So there's two use cases we see property managers actually do care about, and they care about universally regardless of where they're at here in the States. One is access control. So you can think about when a home is unoccupied, a connected lock allows you to totally remove keys. So you remove the security risk of keys being duplicated and people accessing the property when they shouldn't be. You can remove damage that lockboxes do when they sit there and bang against the door. You also enable some cool new services like unattended showing. So some people have found unattended showings are a great way to augment their staff. And so that staff can be, maybe applied to areas that have higher value, or certain demographics actually are really starting to enjoy being able to tour a property at their own pace. An unattended showing allows a property manager to have a potential resident go to their website, schedule to see a property. That potential resident gets sent an access code, so the property manager knows that it's secure who accessed it. They know when they accessed it, and they can see the time they were there to understand, was this someone really engaged? Did they spend an hour in the property? Did they spend 10 minutes? How do I want to follow up with them, and when should I follow up with them? So access is really good. And then last thing about access is, by removing keys, you remove the cost of rekeying a lock. And for an average property manager, that's about $150 a term. So one investment in a new lock pays dividends for years to come as you remove that rekey cost.
Gotcha.
The other bucket that a lot of property managers see is HVAC. And I'll be shorter on this one, but
you can think of
an unoccupied home. HVAC helps make sure you don't have a thermostat go be changed by, say, a painting crew or a cleaning crew. And when it's occupied, the thermostat also helps monitor the system to see if there's any anomalies or that you want to take care of early on that helps your owner, helps provide the property manager show value to the owner. Because now you're fixing a problem earlier on before it's a $300 becomes a $3,000 problem.
So from what I'm hearing, for a property manager, it makes sense. They should care because it's not only helping the client, but it's helping the freaking property manager build the business, right? Like the more smart tech that you have that you can control, and you can leverage technology to utilize your people in the highest and best use or in the highest and best way possible on other projects or on other properties or going out scouting or whatever it may be, what are you doing? You're scaling your property management business. And you can't tell me that if you're a property manager, that's not what you're looking for, because then I'm going to have to fly to wherever you are. I'm going to hunt you down. We're going to have a conversation heart to heart, because every property manager that I know is always looking for clients and always looking at the best way to help build and serve their clients. And this is one heck of an opportunity and way to do that by getting there first and then talking about it, right? Document the process and say, hey, we have out of the X number of clients, investor clients that we have, we've started to migrate this percentage of our clients over to home automation. They've spent the money, which we'll get into after the break, which we're headed to in 15 seconds. But our investor clients spent on average X amount of dollars on this home automation piece. Here's the monthly maintenance on it or whatever that looks like. And here's the return that they're getting. I mean, Sean, you bring up a really good point about the keys, because I know for sure every single time you have to rekey a lock, it's $150. And that can be 1 month of free net cash flow. And that's not cool. So that's a little bit of a challenge. And anytime that I'm looking to save money, I'm looking for three things as an investor, right? I'm looking to save money, save time, and make money. And if you, as a property manager, can show me how I can do that, I mean, I'm going to buy you roses. I'm going to take you out on a date. Like, that's kind of, you're talking to my heart investor here. So more to come when we come back. Sean Miller is with us. He is with Point Central. Go over to pointcentral.com. Get in touch with Sean and his team and see how home automation can benefit you, the property manager, and more importantly, your clients, because that's who you really care about, right? Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealty.com. You want to be in Baltimore, so text on air to 797979, and you'll get all the information about that that you need. And if you want to ask me a question one-on-one, do so anywhere online. I love Instagram. I have crazy awesome videos on Instagram. You can just see how awesome I look on camera. And by that, I mean how much of a face I have for radio. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with a approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think-
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Radio listeners. See, I know like during the break you really miss my voice, and I miss it too, which is why I've made a habit of listening to myself before I go to bed because, you know, you don't want to listen to anything but greatness before you fall asleep, right? My guest today is Sean Miller, CEO of Point Central, and we're talking home automation and how you, the property manager, can benefit and win. And now, Sean, we've talked about the benefits to the property manager. Do me a favor and recap that. And then I want to talk about the benefits to the investor and then the benefits to the tenant. So recap the property manager for me.
Yeah, so at a high level, home automation is a tool that can drive operational efficiency for property managers. Common areas we see are things like access, so keyless locks or HVAC, you know, thermostats that will self-control themselves when they're unoccupied and provide notifications when the home is occupied to the property manager if something's performing poorly. And then there's a few other things like water sensors, et cetera, that can help detect leaks and help make sure property managers can be more, can essentially scale their business more efficiently and more profitably.
Awesome. So why should I then, as an investor, let's say I'm self-managing my properties, which, I mean, you know, that's a terrible idea, but let's assume for a second that I'm self-managing and I have, say, one rental. Why should I care? For the same reasons that the property manager should care, or do I have different reasons?
No, generally for the same reason. I mean, at the end of the day, whether you're self-managing or you've entrusted someone else to look after your asset, it's an asset to you. You want to see your asset appreciate. You want to see your asset managed as best as it can and, you know, minimize any touches to it. And the system helps you do that. The beauty of ours is it allows you to, if you're managing one home, to see data from multiple devices all in one dashboard and sort of has logic around it that is structured from a property management view. And if you manage tens or hundreds or thousands or 10,000s of homes, the system just only gets better. Because, again, it's pulling together all that same data of all the devices in one home and then scaling across all the homes. So one property manager can log in, see all the homes, have it interact with the property management system, and essentially allow the system to help them be more efficient in the background without them having to spend a lot of time managing it.
Gotcha. So we talked about why property managers should care. You just ran through why investors should care because it's important. Why then should tenants care? Because tenants, at the end of the day, we love our tenants. Like, we need to make sure we take good care of our residents. Otherwise, they're unhappy. They don't have a roof over our head, which is not cool. And then ultimately, we don't get a return, right? So why should the tenants care?
So tenants care first and foremost. Again, home automation, it's been around for a couple of years now, and about a third of U.S. households have some type of home automation device in their homes today. Most common devices, locks, thermostats, video doorbells, voice assistants, and lighting control. Those are what people see the value in. Their friends have it. Their family has it. Renters have had a unique problem of how do I bring this into a home that I don't own? Right? What happens if I swap the thermostat or the lockout? What's the property manager, the owner, going to say, and what happens when I move out? So they've had this blocker in front of them that while our system was first and foremost designed as a tool for the property manager, we kept the idea in mind that at the end of the day, there's this end consumer that we also want to help the property manager keep happy. So what we allow is a resident, when they move into a home, that has a smart home system with all the bells and whistles that their friends have. It's already installed. It's already set up. It's controllable all from one app. And then for the people who are geeks, you know, we've taken it from just an app, but we have Android, iPhone apps, Apple Watch apps, Apple TV, Kindle Fire. You can control it through an Amazon Alexa, Google Home, et cetera. So at the end of the day, we bring this sort of convenience and added safety and even energy savings. The smart thermostats will save a resident 10 to 15% on their monthly electric bills. We bring all this to the resident in an easy-to-digest, easy-to-use form that still, at the end of the day, is driving benefits to the property manager from an operational standpoint above and beyond any incremental fees they get from the resident.
Gotcha. And you actually answered a question that I had about Amazon Alexa, because I was thinking to myself, well, gee whiz, why can't I just do this myself and connect up all this stuff via Amazon Alexa without using Point Central. And then I realized very quickly that that's not the way you do it, because Point Central's tech, et cetera, is specifically designed for its purpose. And you can use it via the Amazon Alexa app, which I think is really cool.
Correct. Voice is a great way to control some of the stuff, but an Alexa at the end of the day is only an interface to different devices, and you want those devices together so you can see it all. A couple of key things for us, what Point Central does is we treat reliability with utmost importance. So all of the devices connect to a cellular hub. That cellular hub encrypts the connection between the devices and the hub, and then we use private cellular lines to get the data out of the house to our cloud. We also encrypt the data on that cellular line, and then when we hit the cloud, we're part of a larger public entity. We have to go through every quarter tests and release results that, you know, we're doing everything we can to keep our data secure. And then also have a robust data policy that lets our customers and end users know, at the end of the day, you know, we're not Google. We're not in the business of trying to harvest or sell your information. We're in the business of providing home automation solutions that help keep residents happy and keep property managers efficient.
I did not realize the entire encryption piece. That's so cool. So you're encrypting this data, you're sending it up to the cloud, and the cloud is happy, you're happy, the client's happy because they know that this data isn't going anywhere.
Exactly, right? Versus if you went the route you mentioned where someone may say, you know, I can go to Home Depot or Best Buy and buy some of these devices myself. First and foremost, they have to manage each of those devices on a one-off basis. Then you have to figure out how do you give access to the resident. At the end of the day, most of those devices are using Wi-Fi that, if you Google Wi-Fi, it's pretty easy to figure out how you can sit right outside a home and hack into a Wi-Fi network within a few minutes without a lot of technical skill.
Sean, I have a feeling that you're also a master hacker on the side. I'm assuming you can neither confirm or deny that. No, I'm totally kidding.
I would say I'm not that dangerous, but I'm not that technically savvy either. But a couple people on my team, maybe not people you want to mess with.
That's so funny. I can use a mouse. Like, I, you know, I'm raising my hand right now. I got a mouse. I have a mouse pad, and that's the extent of what I can do. We are headed to break. I think it's so cool to learn about how home automation can really help the investor, the property manager, and, of course, you know, the tenants feel cool. They're like, hey, wow, you know, I can do all this stuff from my app just like, you know, just like my other friends can. So I think that's really nifty. I do want to get into cost and help me to understand that after we come back from the break, because I'm sure there are questions about that coming in right now. Think Realty Radio, you know what to do. Go to pointcentral.com. Pointcentral.com. Get in touch with Sean and his team about how you can start to understand the lay of the land of home automation and what you need to do to secure your properties, to make it keyless entry, to do all these snazzy things, but to help you leverage your time. Because how cool is it that not only can you save money doing this, you can save time doing this, and you can also make money doing this because you're leveraging your time. And where does your time need to go right now anyway? Inventory is low, people, so you got to go find the right deals. And that's where you need to be connecting with the right brokers and the right relationships and the right real estate agents and the right people to find more deals that you can buy just to turn them around, put a tenant in there, care about the tenant, put in the right tech, and then be able to continue to leverage and scale your business. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealty.com. And I'm also everywhere on social, so find me there. And yeah, that's pretty much about it for right now. I'm creating a whole list of questions for Sean when we come back, including the hacker question too. So you don't go anywhere. You stay tight. If you think about touching that dial, remember what Abby told you. You look beautiful and amazing just the way that you are. Actually, that's not me. That's Mr. Rogers. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close.
Five Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At Five Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, Five Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to FiveArch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to FiveArch.com.
Landlords, are you growing out of your current processes? SecurePay One can help you select a software system that allows you to scale with the best automated features for your business. Want to learn how to set up your marketing and maintenance of properties on YouTube and social media? SecurePay One is now setting appointments for training sessions to save time and money for fix and flippers, landlords, and special offers for RIA groups. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free to sign up now. SecurePay One, the landlord helper.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? Redfacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, Redfacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how Redfacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RedfactsPro.com. RedfactsPro.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Abhi, and guess what? The fact that you know that it is my voice entering your ears, processing through your brain, means that you know it's the home stretch. And what's crazy is my guest today, Sean Miller from Point Central, and he even said during the break that we're coming up on the home stretch. And then I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I call this segment. And he said, great minds think alike. I'm like, absolutely. You have the greatest mind of all. So, Sean, let's continue the conversation. Here's what we've covered so far. We've covered what home automation is, why it matters, why property managers should care, why real estate investors should care, why tenants should care. We talked about Amazon Alexa and the integration of this stuff and how it doesn't make any sense for you to do it yourself by going to your Home Depot and buying the devices because you still have to manage the devices. And then you also have to manage the encryption. And then, you know, we talked about you and you being a professional hacker. Totally kidding. So we talked about that, and I do want to ask one big question. Well, maybe it's a two-part question. Part number one is, what technology, if I want the package that's going to secure my house, what package do I get? Like, what technology pieces, what devices do I really need? And then number two, how much is this going to cost me, and is it worth it in the long run for me to buy this stuff?
Yeah, so a core package today, Avi, that we see everyone gets value from, essentially involved that Cellular Hub we talked about, a door lock that's manufactured by Yale, and a thermostat. And that hardware costs about $550. It's pretty easy to install. The deadbolt replaces a standard deadbolt, thermostat replaces a standard thermostat, and the hub plugs into an outlet, and you say a coat closet, and you stick it against the wall, and it boots itself up. Installation takes, you know, for a novice, the first time they're doing it, 25 to 30 minutes. Once you've done a couple, about 20 minutes. And the quickest person we've seen do it does them in 12 minutes all the time. So not a really, doesn't take a lot of tech savviness to get it installed and set up. And then there's a recurring fee to the system. You know, that covers the cellular piece. That covers all the software development, all the app access, et cetera. Analytics, all the other things we provide on the back end. And that cost is about $15 a month, $15 to $16 a month, depending on the services you employ. And that goes out and then enables the system. And typically on the other side, right, besides the operational savings that system is generating, we see a lot of property managers will then go out and charge the resident $20 a month for access to the system, and we'll get very significant adoption rates because from a resident standpoint, we talked a little bit about how residents had this blocker to go get it. The reality is buying this stuff on a one-off basis as a, you know, just a renter, paying $200 for lock or $250 for thermostat isn't cheap. And when you have all these other questions, if I can just pay $20 a month and that gives me everything that's set up and supported and works, and it gives me more than I'd be able to afford on my own, say, after a year, residents have really bought into it, and it's been a great program.
That's too expensive, Sean. Does that mean that I have to give up drinking my three lattes a month? That's unacceptable. You know, I think I'm going to stick to my three lattes. I think that's awesome. I mean, I think that price point makes a whole lot of sense. And if you're not willing to give up, like, legitimately three lattes a month, okay, if you're in New York City, one latte a month, it's probably going to be $15 for the latte anyway, then, you know, you probably need to reconsider having tech in your home anyway and just go back to the old school kind of lock and key method. I don't understand why more people don't have tech in their home. So thanks for answering that question about the most kind of used devices and then generally how much it costs, et cetera. Here's a question for you. We talked about the asset enhancement component of this, right? You're essentially improving the value of the house because you have good tech inside. How much extra in rent do you feel can be charged as a result of this tech?
So how much extra in rent, separate from the fee, is probably very market-specific. I mean, we could probably spend a whole time on that. But we see a lot of people, the $20 a month, again, we see adoption rates of 70% north. Residents, when they see that, we have some property managers in areas where rents are a little bit higher and they can get a little bit more. For us, if you encapsulate all the value the system brings, we encourage property managers to stick to $20 a month for that basic system because it generates an ROI. We've never seen an ROI of at least 20% on the investment. And at the end of the day, you know, for a property manager to see the ability to get that type of return, that's a combination of the the operational benefit for the asset that has been an extra $20 a month. You know, you can get more from it, but then you may get lower adoption. And the value of this, a good part of the value of this is that operational benefit, is knowing that a HVAC system is starting to misbehave. If I can take a second, let me explain that.
Yeah.
So last year, in 2017, we collected 20 billion data points from all these homes we have out there. And what we sort of see our job is, yeah, we want to make sure the devices are connected and we're collecting this data, but also, you know, to just turn this data back to the property manager would be overwhelming. So we see part of our job is, how do we analyze that data and make it more actionable? So we've started rolling out a service on our thermostats that now, a property manager can look in really quick. If a resident calls in and says, hey, my system's not cooling, they can quickly look in and see, actually, is your system performing the way it should or not? And we're actually then adding some notifications. So if we, say, have a property manager in Phoenix, well, we have 20,000 homes in the Phoenix area running our system. We know on average those homes in the summertime take 2 hours to cool 4 degrees. If suddenly we notice one home takes 6 hours, we'll notify the property manager that, hey, your system just started to show early signs of failure. Why don't you get a tech out there now, take care of the system, keep the resident happy, right? Those are the types of things. That's the long-term bigger value of the system, and hence why the $20 a month from the resident is nice, and it helps, you know, pay for the system, but you don't want to drive that up in the short term and lose sight of the longer-term benefit of just helping the property manager better manage your properties.
That makes sense. So I'm with you on that. Does this have any implications on lowering my insurance premium because my property is that much more secure?
So not a national answer there. It definitely is just something to talk to your local agent about. You know, we definitely see some agents, especially when you think of water sensors. We've, you know, had some property managers install water sensors, say around a water heater, maybe a common leak point, or even in an HVAC unit to notice if it started to fail and the condenser line filled up. You know, catching a water leak early where it's a couple drips and not $10,000 worth of water damage, we've seen some local insurance agents, their ears have definitely perked up around that. So I think it's a conversation each property manager has to have with their local insurance agent.
Gotcha. Makes sense. It's a local thing. And I mean, I've seen insurance companies say, hey, you know, if you have some tech in here that makes sense, especially on the property investment side, then it could definitely go a long way in decreasing your minimum, you're decreasing your premiums just by a little bit. And you know what? In the cash flow world, in the residential rental world, every little bit counts. Sean, we have like maybe less than 45 seconds before the end of the show. What is one mistake? What is the top number one mistake that you find real estate investors make with security?
Well, so with technology, you asked earlier, Abby, why don't more people do this? I think there's a common misconception that it's too difficult, it's too complex. So I would encourage you to go to our website, watch a video, read a white paper. We've been doing this for over 5 years, and we're a trusted partner in this space, and we can help them along every step of the way.
Well, with that, Sean, I appreciate your time on the air today. You're fun to talk to. It makes it so easy for me to just talk through this stuff, especially about technology, which I think is really important. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you for the time, Abby. Appreciate it.
Think Realty Nation. Go to pointcentral.com for your home automation needs, because quite frankly, I am. And I don't really find the need to, like, you know, go re-key a door anymore. Doesn't that seem like dial-up to you? And if you're a millennial listening to this and you're thinking to yourself what dial-up is, just think about dinosaurs and the fact that they're extinct now. That's the analogy. If you have questions for me, head on over to thinkrealty.com, where you'll find out how good I look in camera and how bad I am at analogies. Got additional questions for me you want answered one-on-one? Head on over to any social media platform of your choosing. Look me up at Abhi Golhar and ask me your question. Go ahead and also go to thinkrealty.com/events and sign up for the Baltimore event. And I can't wait to shake your hand there and talk strategy. So until next time, happy investing. See ya.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips.
Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Napa Know How!
Napa Night Vision Premium Capsules are up to $10 off a pair. They provide some of the best nighttime illumination of any headlamp. And if you can't see how good of a deal that is, then it's time you did something to clear up that view. Like getting Napa Night Vision Premium Capsules for up to $10 off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 3/31/18.
Biz Talk Radio,